Hey everyone, and welcome to another exciting podcast from your very delightful Papa Bear. I am sitting here in Rapid City, South Dakota, in a blizzard condition, weather chic Mother Tucker. White Christmas on its way, I guess. We had like last few days 50 mile an hour winds, big huge drifts of snow up the butthole and down my throat. What? I don't know, but that's all good. It's starting to clear. Hopefully it'll start clearing up. It's supposed to be, then the next week it's supposed to be ass cold to a well digger's butt in Butte, Montana. I tell you what, it's gonna get cold. We're talking minus temperatures. Minus temperature. Papa Bear don't go outside. I know what you're thinking. You're a bear. You're supposed to be out there in the wilderness. You're supposed to be hibernating. Well, this bear don't hibernate, and this bear don't do the cold, cold, cold. But we were out there trying to dig the last few days. We had like 4 or 5 foot drifts right in front of the driveway. Couldn't get the truck out. The snowblower decided, fuck you, he ain't working. Finally got it working, so get the sidewalk cleared. But we got like 6-7 foot piles of snow now in the yard because we had to put the snow somewhere. Side of the house has got 7 foot drifts. Ugh, just a horrible, horrible. South Dakota is closed. Anytime road in or out of Rapid City eastward is closed. The roads are closed. The highway is closed. They ain't opening it till further notice. Kids have been out of school for the last couple of days. They're gonna try to do a 2-hour delay, I guess, on the school system, which I don't know. I think it's stupid because it's 1 day left. Tomorrow's the last day, and then they're off for 2 weeks, and I'm ready to tend the ball back to HG double hockey stick. I don't know. These kids have been crazy. The last few days, they've been lazy, 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 trying to get them to do stuff. They're just like, no, we don't watch TV. We don't watch cartoons. You guys can bust your butt. No. My dad used to, my old man wasn't a mean son of a bitch, but he would have had my ass out there digging out the snow banks and stuff. And he'd be out there with me, though. He'd be out there. I won't tell you straight up. My dad, if he had me out there doing stuff, he'd be out there and doing it himself, too. So it wasn't like, you know, so you just dress up warm. And, you know, the kids are like, you know, the oldest is 10. And she can be out there doing this stuff. Dressing up warm. Don't keep them out there all, you know, for hours, you know, maybe 20 minutes out there. Because my hands are hurting. They're bad right now because I overdid it. My butt hurts. My butt feels like, remember those in high school, they used to do them squat thrusts? Like, your coach would have you do 1,000 of them? Yeah, that's what my butt feels like right now. Like, I did 1,000 squat thrusts, and my butt hurts. My butt hurts like the prom queen took it up the butt on prom night. Yes, sirree. I know some of you are like, what? What the hell did he just say? Anyways, I guess this is the Christmas show. I know I don't do them on a regular schedule, these podcasts. I'm getting some listeners out there, and I'm happy to hear you guys. Starting to see some upticks, which is nice to get viewers on my show. Ain't enough for sponsors to say, hey, you need a sponsor. That's all right. I just do this for fun. If I started getting sponsors, it would make the show that much more worse because it would be like I'd have to wash my P's and my Q's and my S's and my R's, and I couldn't do that because it's horrible when it comes to my mouth just starts rambling, and that's what I do. I ramble about nothing, and then I say the F words and the S words, and my sponsors would be like, you can't say that. We don't want you to say that word. I'd be like, shove it up your butthole, your prom queen. What? I don't know. So anyways, this is the Christmas show. You know, Christmas is about, you know, Christmas should be about giving, not getting. And I actually just, instead of buying the kids who have been horrible, I will admit, these kids have been horrible. They don't listen. They just ran around thinking, oh, you gotta give me Christmas presents. No, I have to give you nothing. I did it last year and I'm gonna do it again this year. Ain't nothing, my name ain't going on any gifts. So instead of this year, instead of buying them presents that they're gonna break, cause that's what they do. First Christmas we were here, me and Lady Love, we bought them kids, everybody bought them kids. Thousands and thousands of dollars of gifts and toys and pretty little things and all kinds of cool stuff. You know how many of them toys survived? Zilch. None of them toys are... If you walked into our house and you said, where are all the kids' toys? They in the dump because they broke them. They broke them. They spent... And we bought them tablets. They broke them or they got donated. Then we decided, fuck it. We're going to donate them to somebody who will use them. That's what happened. So they don't have no... They don't have their tablets. They had these really cool video player. They broke that. They've had toys, thousands and thousands of dollars of toys. And they're busted and dumped in the dumpster. You know, they're in the dump. And so last year, I just decided, screw it. I told Lady Love, don't put my name on any of them packages because none of it is from me. This year, I actually stepped it up. They have the crit that we went to. We went, me and Lady Love went to the Runnings here, which is like a farm store. They got like different stuff. And we had to buy some air filters for the furnace, and I bought some other stuff. Well, we walked by the Christmas tree, you know, the angel tree, and there was quite a few people left on there, and most of them were like the older children, because people don't really think of the older children, you know, the 13-year-olds, 12, 13, 14, you know, year old. And so I was like, well, you know what, we had our adopted nephew with us. He's like five, he just turned five. And so, we went up the Christmas tree there, the angel tree, and I seen that 14-year-old girl. She needs a present. And that's what I spent my money. I spent over $60 on somebody else's kid. I didn't know who the hell it was. I don't know who it is. Some 13, 14-year-old girl bought him a paper art thing, which real nice paper art things kit. Comes with the paper, and you make like tie dyes, and you can draw and make pretty pictures. It would have been a gift that the oldest girl here in my life, our niece, would have been so happy. And I told her, I said, guess what? I bought a gift for another kid. You would have loved it. She gave me look like a big old grin, like, ah, 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 you know, big old. She like Nellie Olson, you know, from the Little House on the Prairie. And her little face went from this little sneer to a big old pouty face. I said, yeah, you went to somebody else. I spent $60. It was like 20 something for the gift. And then me and Lady Love added to the gift. We bought a little hat, a nice little cute little hat for a 14-year-old girl, and some real nice gloves, some feminine gloves, you know, so they're hand. And like I said, I felt good because that kid that for the Salvation Army, that might be the only gift they get for Christmas and they will appreciate it. And that made me feel good because I don't want to spend $100 on my kids and have them break all the shit in like less than a day. Because that's what it took. It took less than a day. Thousands of dollars of toys just in the toilet. Might as well taking the money, push it down the toilet, and flushed it. So yeah, needless to say, Uncle Papa Bear is done with Christmas. That was my Christmas. And so, anyways, so the next last couple of days here, I am in pain. I have busted my butt, my arms, my legs. Everything hurts. I know half blades out there listening to this. Half blade, half silk out there listening to this. She down there in the south, where if it snows down where she's at, they oh, the apocalypse is upon us, and they start crazy stuff. But it's kind of the same up here a little bit because it's just everything's closed, so nothing can get in, nothing can get out. I got a security camera. Yeah, I bought the kids a present this year. Bought a security camera to put down in the downstairs, so they like to come down here and pull their shit. And the other day I got pissed off because I come out, girls have their little dressers over here. And then the boys were down here with their hands in the dresser, and I caught them. But they stick, but they run upstairs. I didn't do nothing. Uncle David just being mean. And I was like, okay. So I told them, I said, I actually had a plan to buy them one of those little, you know, the little Nintendo emulator sets. You know, that comes, Amazon has them for like $20. You get like 800 games of like, some of them are crappy, but you know, there's some like Mario's and stuff on there. And I said, yeah, I bought you a nice gift. Guess what? Cancel it. Guess what you're getting now? You're getting a security camera. Yeah, so I can put a security camera in there. So on that, next time, you ain't gonna tell Uncle Jason is lying, sack of shit. No, Uncle Jason's here. Now you know Papa Bear's real name. It's Uncle Jason. That's right. Ah, nobody cares. What are you gonna do? Stalk me? If you're gonna stalk me, please do it. Be a hot babe, you know, be like one of them hot babes that says, I want to ask your kid and hook up. I'll be like, oh no, let me take my pants off. Anyways, so sorry, that was uncalled for. I know. Some of you are like, you're so sexy. I do you in the morning. Probably not in the daytime. Probably not in the afternoon, though, because by afternoon, I'm a little cranky. Me too. I just want a cheeseburger and tater tots. That's one of my... I had a weird dream about my best friend and her husband today. I took a nap. I crashed hard because after shoveling hundreds of pounds of snow, thousands of pounds of snow, I was so tired. I'm too old for this shit. I'm too old for this shit. I tell you what. So anyways, I was in there having a dream. And her, my best friend, we've known each other since 2012. She was my boss from my days at Myers there in New Albany, Indiana. And her husband thinks that me and her have had, sexual relations, even though we have not done nothing. We haven't even we've hugged, you know. You got to get a hug. I am a pervert, and I will, if I get the hugs, it's because sometimes I just want to grope. I just want you to grope my butt, you know. I'm just joking. She ain't going to grope my butt, you know. But anyways, so her husband's like, you guys, you know, because we're really, really close. And she's told him if we had, we'd either be together or I wouldn't be talking to him. Because I don't talk to my exes, you know. Nobody talks to their exes. If you're talking to your ex, you got problems. You got problems. You need to get your self-esteem looked at. I'm just telling you. Just saying, Uncle Jason, just saying. Uncle Jason, just saying. So anyways, I had a weird dream about her and her husband. And I was back. I'd gone out to Indiana for something. And I stayed with him, and her husband kept coming up to me. He come up to me, and he's like, "Well, did she ever ask you what your favorite meal was?" And I was like, "No." Well, she did for me. That means she loves me more. And I was like, "Well, I hope to God she loves you more. She's your wife, you know. Shit, if you don't, something wrong, you know." And so, anyways, so. Just to let you know, Papa Bear's favorite meal is anything you put in front of his face if he's hungry enough. And I'm including spaghetti, which my lady love and my best friend even too can tell you, I'm not a big spaghetti fan. I know some of you out there like, oh, I love spaghetti. Yeah, well, guess what? I like candy corn. There, I said it. And I'm going to say it again. I love candy corn. And some of you guys don't like the little circus peanuts? Not penis. Not circus penis. That's something else. I like the little circus peanuts, you know, the stuff you pack, the packing foam, but they're good. I like them. You know, I'm not supposed to eat them because I'm diabetic, which I know you're like, you're not supposed to eat that, Papa Bear, you're supposed to be all nutrition. Yeah, well, screw you. Sometime on Christmas, I want some candy. Kiss my butt. I'm doing good. I go see my doctor on the 19th. I go see wound care on the 29th. Lady Love's gonna do the little stomach thing where she, you know, they go in microscopic surgery and put the little thing around the stomach so you can't eat as much. So she's trying to lose weight. She feels like she's an elephant and she's not. She's not an elephant, but you know, nobody listens to Papa Bear. Nobody listens to me. Nobody does. I don't know. Papa Bear's just here for the fun. I'm just here for the free pornography is what I'm here for. If you don't know any good sites, if you know some good sites about free pornography, email me at, no, I'm just joking. I know where the good free, there's all kinds of free porn out there. You don't even have to look that hard. Go to Google, type in anything, and you're like, there's free porn right there. There you go. Here's a fetish. If you can think of it, there's a fetish for it. I know what you're thinking. What kind of Christmas show is this? What about Jesus? What about the Mother Mary? What about the Christmas tree? I don't know. Poor old Olaf. We got to blow up Olaf. Speaking of Christmas, we got an Olaf from the cartoon thing there. And that poor bastard, we had a pile of snow up so deep. It looks like Olaf's getting molested by the abominable snowman's testicles. It looks like, oh my God, here they come. Yes, sir. So anyways, I just wanted to do a quick podcast, and this one's going to take a little bit longer than what I like. Oh, that's all right. That's all good. I know you guys like to listen to my voice, so that's why there's like, I got 7 people. And according to Spotify, some of you coming out of Australia are loving me, and I thank you, and I appreciate the listen, because I do this mostly just to keep my brain going. It's kind of fun to do this stuff. Just sort of like when I started doing the YouTube shorts. If I get views, I get views. A couple of my videos over on YouTube have gone really viral for me. You know, over 1,000 views and, you know, 50 likes. And I've gotten 80, I think I'm up to 86 subscribers, which, you know, it's not... I ain't getting super rich from this stuff, because I ain't getting rich at all from this. I ain't getting nothing from this other than the satisfaction to know that I got listeners. I got listeners, Jesus. I got listeners. And so anyways, so yes, so thank you for listening. Thank you for being there. Thank you for just being there, just being a friend, I guess. But like I said, I know half Silk out there, half Blade. She listens to me. She listens to me pretty much regularly. She's one of my super fans, and I love her. She's the best. She's one of those peoples I met from another site that's super awesome. She's a great friend, and I'm glad she listens, and I'm glad you guys listen as well. I got a couple other listeners out there. I don't even know who the heck you are. I have no idea. It doesn't really show me. Like, it tells me like, oh, you're getting listeners from. I get listeners all over the world. It's kind of funny. I get from Nigeria all the way down to Australia. I got some all over the country, all over the United States, where I'm from. And I got Canada, of course. I get even some from the Soviet Union. I'm like, well, I call the Soviet Union Russia. You know, it's like, it's awesome. I get people from all over the world listening to me rant about absolutely nothing, talking about the abominable snowman's nutsack. You know, Olaf getting molested by the abominable snowman. Oh, it's all good in time, fun times. Anyways, I just wanted to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Probably do one after Christmas sometime, probably. It's hard to believe Christmas is almost here. Hard to believe. This year has gone so fast. 2022 wasn't as bad as 2021. Definitely not as bad as 2020, 2019. 2019, I probably had the first COVID. People who say COVID was just a little flu, didn't have the real COVID. I'm going to tell you straight up, I was sick for almost 3-4 months, and I almost died. I haven't told a lot of people that, but I almost died in 2019. This is before it even became a thing. They're like, oh no, I went to the doctor, they're like, oh, you got some kind of weird flu. Well, oh, it's hit a big uptick. And then I was told, oh, it couldn't have been COVID because that didn't come into effect till 2020. I'm like, well, it came in 2019, but thank you very much. I almost died, but thank you. Thank you for caring, you puck fucker. You big fucker. What? I don't know. That's what we call them, brother. There's a lot of people out there. I don't know. Probably some of my listeners are probably those deniers, but I tell you what, COVID, and there's a lot, I'm going to tell you straight up, there is actually stuff out there worse than COVID right now. There's stuff out there. It gives you the shits for days and weeks and months and years. You'll sit there on the toilet and cry. I had a colonoscopy, as you know. I had a colonoscopy about a month ago. A little over a month ago. And, yeah, it wasn't fun. Because they tell you, sit next to the toilet. Do not leave. Do not try to fall asleep because you... And I did. I fell asleep and I woke up and I'd shit myself. I was like, I know you don't want to hear this, but I'd shit myself. And it was all fun and games until somebody loses an eye. And anyway, so I know, but so the other day, a couple weeks ago, I ended up with a bad stomach flu. And it was just like that, like I did. I was getting ready for my colonoscopy. Did not leave the bathroom for about a week. And It was like, I lost a lot of weight. How'd you lose all that weight, Papa Bear? I shit my brains out. That's a good way to lose weight. Sirree, bub, it is sure enough. So anyways, that's your Christmas story, kids. I hope you enjoyed it, because if you didn't, that's it. Because Uncle Papa Bear, he's not even drunk, and he's not even high. He's just talking out of his ass. Yes, sirree, bub. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you on the other side of the stuff. All right.